So just like all the horrible things that are going on in the world, you know, and I really wish that there was another way to pay for my fast food without having to be there.
Yeah.
And that's when I discovered the apps.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah. I mean, if you're listening,
there's terrible stuff in the world where you can't pay for fast food quickly.
Yeah, but they made these apps, and I kind of consider them like appetizers for fast food restaurants.
Yeah, you keep them on your phone, and like every once in a while, you pull a French fry out, and it'll get you through until you're ready to go to get your more fast food.
Man, what, can I just be real for a second?
You've had a French fry stuck in your phone?
No, what? What a sad place we've come to as a society where our fast food isn't fast enough, and we need an app to order it ahead of time and pay for it.
Oh yeah,
fast food's already pretty damn fast.
Yeah.
How much faster can we get?
Just
make me shit it out already. Just a bathroom.
Just order it ahead of time and keep it under your desk.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's pretty fast.
Like weeks in advance.
Yeah. Do meal planning?
Yeah.
You said do meal planning.
Like go online and get those survival rations.
Oh, yeah.
<They're> like
Just like ration your water too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Really chaotic work environment we have. Podcasting.
We never leave this room.
Hardly ever see daylight.
Yeah, that's true. We never see daylight when we're podcasting.
Only time we see it
I said I saw the sunset.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, no, the sun never sets in the west.
Well, that was in another season, Brian.
Oh yeah, it was. Did you look behind you in another season?
Well, yeah, I was just reflecting.
Yeah, we're coming up on the spooky season.
Yeah. Well, we already kind of passed that.
Oh, I already passed the spooky season.
Yeah.
I meant spring.
Christmas.
Because everything's springing up on you. The
thankful season?
Huh? I'm not thankful for any season. Except for pepper. I love pepper. That's my favorite season. I love
pepper. Pepper turkey. pepper stuffing. Pepper gravy.
Peppa pig. Oh. Some people will get that. Not you.
I didn't get it.
You have a kid?
I've heard of Peppa pig. She's all fucked up looking. Yeah, looks more like an anteater.
She does. Wow, you know more about this topic than I thought. Switch subjects.
Okay, so something I know less about?
Something you know more about.
Here's like free trout.
Yeah, or maybe you know a lot about animals in cages.
No.
Oh.
Could like it be like
going
to a mall?
Mm.
Going to a
I guess they have cages.
A there. Flu? Going
to
the flu clinic, going to donate blood, a cock, a zoo, going to a zoo.
Yeah, man. That's one of our
what's that?
Top picks.
It's one of our topics?
Top picks.
I've never been.
To a zoo?
To our top picks.
Oh, well, yo, get ready to arrive alive.
How could I be part of it? I'm part of this, and I've never been there?
Yeah.
Confusing.
Well, we were there before in a previous season, and it really? Lost.
Yes,
which it is did. The gimmick of season 8. Man, so
it really has me, you know, looking forward to things.
Like cats.
Yeah. No. Definitely not cats. I don't even want to know when we get to that one.
I want it so bad inside of my soul.
Well, if you just envision it, then I'm sure it will be in our future. Oh man,
you snuck up on me with that one. I thought I was sneaking up on you with the zoo.
You did.
Yeah, future. Visions of the future is our other topic.
I like how we said that at the same time, hopefully. Yeah.
We can say anything at the same time. If we slow it down. This is awful for you. I'm sorry, people.
I'm sure that like wigs some people out. People say
like we just terraformed person.
When you think about into like traditional what the fuck is it? I guess animation or just videography, like history. Anytime people are speaking at the same time, if it's not in a sing songy voice, it's unpleasant.
We've been brainwashed as a society to hate synchronicity.
Yeah.
That isn't
like as long as it's not like cheerful and like to a beat, if it's just like happy birthday to you.
It sounds nice to me.
I like it. Well, that's because you're harmonizing. If you can harmonize with us while we're doing it, it'll sound pleasant to you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
just turn your radio all the way down.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell you're listening
turn
to.
Turn it all the way down and harmonize with us.
Yeah. Guarantee harmonizing with yourself. So it doesn't matter how shitty you're singing it.
Yeah. Just listen to your own voice. Twice. Somehow.
Oh, God. Okay, so.
Get two phones. Call yourself. Listen to yourself a minute behind.
Make sure you don't call yourself bad names. Yeah. That's hurtful to yourself.
Yeah. Yourself is going to be quite pissed. You never know what yourself will do.
Yeah, maybe it won't hold your things anymore.
Maybe it won't call you back. Just going radio silence.
Yeah, every time I try to call myself, I just get my voicemail. What the fuck's with that?
Yeah. Yeah, it thinks you're trying to call your voicemail.
Yeah, well, fuck you, phone. I want to call myself.
Yeah, that's how I discovered I had a voicemail.
Maybe that's how time travel is possible. Like, man, but,
voicemail?
Not time travel, but like time connectivity. Like, I can reach myself in the future if I can bypass my voicemail by calling my phone. I will call myself in another time.
Oh, I leave little time capsules all over the place and like really risky locations. I call them time bombs.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
Yeah, I slip all the time.
What?
And I'm like, what the fuck was this here? And it says, buy eggs. Oh. I already bought eggs twice because I slipped on it.
What? Yeah. In your fridge?
I got a lot of eggs. Don't mind.
Are they farm fresh? Is that why you don't refrigerate them?
No. Yeah.
Are they incubating?
I heard the best way to make an omelet is with room temperature eggs, so yeah. I just keep eggs at room temp all the time.
That's the best way to hard boil eggs. That's the best way to make sunny side up eggs. That's the best way to make any kind of egg.
Yeah.
Room
temperature. Don't refrigerate it.
Yeah.
Fresh out of a chicken's ass.
Man, have them sitting, squatting over a pot of boiling water. Yeah. That sounds awful.
They say, quit steaming up my tail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Bugs Bunny reference. Looney Tunes. The bull episode where he's a matador.
He says it a lot, actually, I think.
That's the most famous one.
Yeah. Oh, fine. Mr. Trivia Master of Looney Tunes.
Well, no, that's just the one I watch. La Lune. Oh, mademoiselle. You're so fine, so sweet. Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Man, I love Looney Tunes.
Yeah, he was the romancer.
Yeah.
The
necromancer.
Do we talk about our topics? Should we?
I guess. I mean, we were talking about it once again, but for people who don't know, going to the zoo usually involves purchasing a ticket at a gate of sorts.
Yeah. One favorite thing that we mentioned on the warm up of possibly going to the zoo is like, what was it? What do you do with poop? Did they burn the poop?
Yeah. What do they do with the poop?
I'm pretty sure they just burn it, man. They just like
shovel it into a can. Why would you just burn the poop?
I don't know. It's a biohazard.
It's like a religious thing.
I mean, I guess they
could. How's that biohazard to the environment?
Well,
they're not used to that animal's poop.
Well, you don't know what diseases that animal has.
It's in a zoo. You should know. It's in captivity. You should be aware.
Yeah, they could disease. Get bitten by a mosquito.
By a mosquito.
Yeah. With boxing gloves and a chain. Those fearsome mosquitoes. Why would you have boxing gloves and a chain? Brass knuckles.
I thought you meant like a chain like around their neck. Like, I'm the heavyweight champion of the zoo.
The flying world.
The flying world. Yeah. So going to the zoo, we could do skits on that. We could do experiences going to the zoo.
Yeah. I don't remember. Well, yeah, I remember a lot about going
to the zoo. When you have a kid, you got to go to the zoo a lot.
Oh, I don't have those experiences.
Me either, but I have a goat, and a goat is a kid. So, and I showcase him.
Yeah, at the zoo. I say, look at all these other goats. They don't live as good as you. It makes them really appreciate their life.
Sometimes if my goat's acting up, I'll just, you know, kind of reach over, put him in, and grab a new goat.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's okay, but I do it.
You're like, you want to be a free-range goat like my oven?
Free-range oven. That's a good one. I haven't heard that one before.
I just made it up.
Oh, zing.
Zing.
And,
Have your coin flipping abilities come back?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, last time I was fairly concerned. I had to flip the coin.
You did?
Yeah.
Whoops. I'm flipping now.
Are you getting too cool to listen to our episodes?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's true. I was just an asshole this week. Didn't put them up.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what happened. No, We can't disclose that, Kyle. You're like getting too comfortable with podcasting. You're like, let's just tell everyone everything. Let's tell them about our secret underground lab. Let's tell them about our bunnies that are mutated with platypi. And I'm like, no, keep it to yourself. No one wants a bunny pie.
Well, I don't know. The whole thing, I was like, from season one, we had already conceived about having season three be our loser's bracket. So that was the thing I was holding on to. Now my tension is just melting away. like an
you're
going to
see a different egg out of Kyle. Like a blue one, maybe.
Man, yeah, all that high stress, like not being able to think of things, that's really me, but I'm going to blame it on the fact that I was keeping a secret from you. And you're my best friend.
And that's visions of future.
Yeah.
Visions of future. Visions of the future.
Oh, I guess it could be visions of future.
What about just future visions?
Oh, I don't know what you mean by that.
Visions that I haven't had yet, but I will have in the future.
Oh, that kind of brings us around to our prediction thing.
Future revisions?
No, it's too early for that.
Too early. What?
Our predictions for what's going to happen a month out.
Oh, yeah.
Which is our new replacement thing.
Yep.
Don't mind me.
I'm minding.
Don't mind me.
So visions of the future could go, you know, we could just talk about all kinds of shit. We could be crazy, like... depictions of hell, which is what it went up against.
Yeah, I think those were pretty
that
well
spawned coupled. The Tom's Tale.
I know. Wait, no, it didn't.
It didn't?
No, Tom's Tale was from the one I'm thinking of.
You sure?
Tall Tales.
Oh, yeah.
Tom's Tale, Tall Tale.
Well, that also spawned the...
dick pics.
Yes. Which we still have not received.
Yeah.
I want a picture of Dick Cheney.
I was expecting at least
or one. Or Richard Nixon.
One dick pic.
Or Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, or just like a popsicle stick with two balls on the side of it.
Yeah, I mean, come on, people.
Yeah, well, you got to come up with, you got to cover some more ground here. Although, I do want to say I appreciate our fans.
Yeah, and not having any actual dick pics. That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. I couldn't tell you how many nights I worried.
About one day. Well, that could be in your visions of the future still.
Oh my God, you're right. Man, this is such a juicy topic week.
Yeah. Mm.
What's juicy about the zoo?
You know, I guess dick pics can fit in the zoo, too. You ever see a zebra walking around with a boner?
I don't want to get into that. My kids
animals
listening.
Are animals, too. Animals are animals,
too. People and animals are also animals. Not insects, though.
I just want a shirt of that now.
Animals are animals, too.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good shirt. Like
blame them. I don't know.
Man, I was trying to think of a funny one. Couldn't do it. Welcome to Not Now Podcast. If you're just tuning in.
Too late. I rewinded a lot.
Yeah, missed a lot of crucial information.
Yeah. You missed a lot of content.
Yep. Contacts.
Contextual information about what we're not doing.
Yeah, which is flatulence.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
It's a lot of fallacies.
Yeah, you know how long you have to hold up your mic to your ass to try and capture that gas? Yeah,
at least a fecal meter.
One fecal meter. 1 fecalometer.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I was thinking about this. I was listening back to an old episode, and we were talking about currency.
Yeah?
No, wait. I'm just curious, because I was like, how many quid, I don't know how it's pronounced,
how many
are
quid?
In a pound?
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I know, like, I think a quid is squid or less.
I think it's 4. Is it 4 quid?
I don't know. If someone could explain it, that would be awesome.
I'm sure you can Google it.
I don't want to Google
it. It's like I want
someone to email.
Well, it's like
somebody fucking email.
I thought you were going to say, how many quid are in a pro quo?
A quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to quote a show, but I'm not going to do that because fuck them.
Well, I mean, it's like how many rupees are in a kopeck. How many yen?
Is that kopeck?
Yeah, a kopeck.
Copenhagen?
I think a rupel is a... I don't know.
There's a bigger form of a rupel?
Yeah. So
or is that...
Rupels is like their change, and then I guess kopecks are like dollars. At least that's the way it works in Crime and Punishment. Or it works the other way around.
How does it work in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory?
They're not Russian, so I couldn't say.
What if they were?
Then it would be 1 golden ticket per everlasting gobstopper.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's a really good point, because, you know... Everlasting Gobstopper is Gobstop forever, but no one ever talks about what kind of endeavor Willy Wonka has. Like, what's his main goal here? He's just trying to get as many Oompa Loompas to fill his Baloompa Loompa as he could even Oompa.
Yeah, Appa. He just wants
to... Oh, back to Appa. Sorry, no.
We didn't... That was a thing that was just us. Happened.
Yeah. Appa! Yeah, man, podcasts and life are like blending.
Hold up a plate and say, Appa! And then a giant bison... flies in,
flies through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be much cooler than Opa.
Before life was only blurring together. Now life and podcast are blurring together because we're doing the same things on podcasts as we do in
life. What was life blurring together with before? Just more life?
Yeah. and the real life, the sweet life of Zach and Cody.
Oh, yeah. Did you find the coin? No. It was right between your toes. It went in front of you, in front of the... a red Kool-Aid man-shaped device that takes us back in time, but only far enough to catch our rice alarm. Are you sure it didn't go back? Yeah, I was pretty sure. God damn it, we can't stand another lost episode. I'm pretty sure it bounced underneath your toes. No, that's a penny.
That's a quarter.
That's a quarter. That's not a penny. The pennies are in
your loafers. I guess we'll have to find that at another time, because I lost it.
Was it a favorite?
No,
you just threw it at
me. Do you think it appealed to this episode?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. It had something on it. Can't remember now, so I guess no.
It was misfortune.
I'm just going to go back to doing this.
No, don't fuck with my world anymore. Oh, man. Every time you twist that cord, it tightens around my neck.
No. No, it's the headset thing.
It's his headphone cord, but it every time he twists it, it shifts all of my audio from both ears to one ear, and I don't know what happens. Sometimes it shifts back to the other one, and then it just keeps going around.
That's why you've heard Kyle be like, something just changed.
Yeah.
It was me and my change.
Yeah.
Time to pick a new coin.
Wait, we're going to it. Why are we going for a new coin?
Because I don't want to look for that one.
Should we?
Oh, it's magic.
You know,
never believe it's not.
So the zoo is filled with animals.
Two.
Poo-poo.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop flipping.
Yeah. Did you flip that quarter you found here? This is safe. Ugh, God. Like a centimeter beyond my reach.
What kind of what a dinky flip.
Kick.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, this is smooth on the back. So let's tell you about this quarter. Just kidding. So, the zoo.
Yeah.
So the zoo is, we already established, Skits.
Yeah.
One of us is an animal. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it could be that way.
Two people go into the zoo.
Your best friend at the zoo.
Didn't we say we could do weird zoos or zoos of no, I said we couldn't do.
Yeah, no, you could do weird zoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not like human in an alien zoo. That was crossing a line for you.
Yeah. But it could be look at the stray dogs of New York.
The stray dog zoo. Don't pet.
Don't pet. These are not pets.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that you call it a pet and you pet it?
I guess.
Maybe they also call it a pedicure. Because you don't pet with your foot.
Yeah, I do.
Wait.
Sometimes.
Yeah, manicure is your hand, right?
Yeah.
Pedicure is your foot.
Yeah, that's why only men have manicures.
What are you trying to say women are, Kyle?
No, I'm saying that's how you know you're manly. Get yourself a manicure.
Oh, a mani instead of a petty? Because you don't want to be petty.
Oh, and well, unless you're a Tommy.
A Tommy cure.
Give me a Tommy cure. Need one.
I'm sorry, Tommy. You can never be a John. What?
What? Here's your Tom Daniels.
Tom Daniels. What?
Oh, wait. Why wouldn't he have a Tom Collins?
Yeah. Jack Daniels. Yeah. Man, now I'm getting way off track. My association is so loose.
So, what we're going to do for Visions of the Future, I guess, could we do things that we see happening in the future?
Oh, yeah.
Things we look forward to in the future.
Yeah. Maybe we could do. A bucket list.
No,
we already did a bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things that we look forward to.
Things
that we predict, like Nostradamus.
Yeah. We're going to be doing that shortly, actually. Like in 8 seconds. I mean, we just have to come up with it, right? Do you remember this? You remember this thing?
Yeah.
So about a month from now.
Did I already say Nostradamus? Did I already use that line?
Yeah, you
used Damn it. Son of a bitch.
Man, it took 8 seconds.
Me screwing myself.
I
said it and I had to think hard and I still couldn't retrieve the memory.
That's because you haven't listened to the last episode.
Yeah, because I'm a tomfoolery.
That's an expression, actually.
I know.
Get your Tom Collins and your tomfoolery ready, because we are about to mix them together and predict what is happening while you're hearing this.
What is happening? What is happening? What is happening? What is happening?
I don't know. Oh, wait, right. We need our crystal ball.
What is our crystal ball?
Our drinks.
Wait, is it my turn? Did you do the last one?
Yeah, I did the last one first. We each do one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
You go first.
You go. No, you go first.
No, I went first last time.
Hugo's. Give me Hugo's worst.
All right. Here's
from Lost. Hugo. Was his name Hugo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, he was a guy. He won the lottery.
He was my favorite character.
He actually had visions of the future because he...
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Wow. Wrapping this all around a hero with a Chinese guy. Because he could stop time and go to the future.
This must have been made by the same director.
That's what I thought, because they were both very hard to follow.
Yeah, I mean, just the directing style seemed similar in the shots.
Yeah, it was like M. Night Shyamalan's Prodigy.
Yeah.
It was more crazy than M. Night Shyamalan.
B. Night Shyamalan. N. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, man, that's got to be a person.
He's always besting me by one letter.
Do you think he changed his name to Shyamalan because it was originally Shyamalama Ding Dong?
No, but he did change his name.
He did?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
No.
No, he was so... I forget what movie came out that people weren't happy with.
Slumdog Millionaire.
No, people really liked that one.
Who?
I don't know. I thought it
won an Oscar. I've never seen it.
It won an Oscar or something. I always look for Regis Philbin.
Isn't it about a cricket player?
No, it's about a guy from the slums who goes on... like a game show and wins like $1 million, I think.
What's the one about the guy who's from the slums and he's a cricket player and he plays baseball and he wins?
Bend It Like Beckham.
No, that's not it.
Is that a saying?
That's a movie or a book about a little girl, I thought.
I don't know how else you play. Oh, that's right. You said cricket, not soccer.
Why did I say Bend It Like Beckham? Is he flexible?
No, he's a soccer player.
Bend it? Like straw?
No, you bend the ball when you kick it.
Yeah.
It has an arc.
Is he renowned for that?
I guess.
Like a pool shark?
Maybe he does rainbow kicks?
Maybe he plays Marco Polo.
Professional Marco Polo player.
Bend it like Beckham. Like Marco Polo. I don't know.
He takes a trinky straw every time and like bends it. That's why he's renowned for bending it.
He's a cheater.
Yeah. Cheater.
He's a pumpkin sneeter.
They say Marco and he says...
Okay, crystal ball. Oh, we gotta take. Oh, you know how this goes. I forgot.
That's why you didn't want to go first. All right, I'll go first. So, 1 month from now, I can see that. Let's see, what the fuck is it?
1 month from now?
1 month from now is November.
Nah, don't worry about the time. Time just gets in the way when you're predicting the future.
No,
don't be specific. Be vague.
No, when you are listening to this...
Listen to Nostradamus!
Okay, what is happening when you are listening to this? Well, I guess...
Elections?
Well, it could be. I mean, anybody could be listening to this at any given moment, so I guess it doesn't have to be limited to 1 month from now.
Yeah, it could be a year, a month.
20 years.
Yeah, a month. Jump right back to a month from now.
A year, a month, a week, one day, 10 years.
10 seconds. How'd you get this?
How'd you get this? We didn't even upload it. That it takes long. So I guess when you, specifically
you,
are listening to this.
Not Y or O, just you.
Yep. You are, you're going to be driving your car, brand new car you just got.
Brand new. Spanking new.
Yep, from a used car dealer. Brand new used car.
Yep.
Never been driving, used a day in its You're going to look to your left right now, and you're going to see a small freckled dog. Now, you're wondering how dogs can be freckled. But this one is, my friend, and you are just, you're in the verge of tears because you've never seen a freckled dog. But you wondered, how could that ginger dog bastard even get a frisbee like that? And then about that point, you run a red light. And then that's when you see the error of your ways. you have to do a U-turn, pick up that freckled dog, and take it out to lunch to make your amends. Otherwise, the rest of your day is going to be tragic. And that's my advice for you, friend.
Advice or your prediction?
That's my prediction for you, friend.
All right, 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 all right. All left, all left, all left, all left, all left, all left. Not picking favorites.
What?
I said all right, like a lot of times. So then I was like, all left. I'm independent. I don't know what you want from me.
Okay. Ambidextrous.
I've been practicing.
Yeah. They practice with one hand while you jostle the other.
That sounds really gross. No. Just jostle in here. I don't know why that's what I envisioned.
Oh, what the fuck is the...
I rolled dice with both hands, Kyle.
Oh, there's one word that I heard. I forget what book I was reading. It's like an old term, and it basically means gesturing, but it's called gesticulating. Isn't that a fucking funny word? It sounds so dirty.
It sounds so fucking fancy. I'm going to gesticulate all over people now.
Yeah. Brandon, why is your hand waving around? I'm just gesticulating.
These are gesticulating circumstances.
I hate to tell you this, but you have gesticular cancer.
Oh, Jesus. That's a bad one.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. That's never went back to the thing that I said earlier. Should I do that now? It's too late. Fuck it.
You got to predict the future now.
All right. I'm predicting the future. Oh, let me look into my crystal ball.
What do you see when you're gesticulating your glass?
Everything is pretty yellow in here.
Yeah. What's the writing on the wall?
Just another script on the wall. Script. Anyways, my prediction is that you're going to poop at some point. Everybody does it.
Safe bet. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. I always bet on safes because you know why? They always crack.
You're going to poop on a safe.
Yeah. You're going to poop? Nah. You're going to poop when... You're going to poop not in a toilet.
You know what would be a great thing?
Someone here is going to poop not in a toilet.
If you are an amateur safe cracker, I think the first thing, if I was an amateur safe cracker, the first thing I would do in trying to... is to break into somebody's safe, take a dump in it, lock it back up, pretend nothing ever happened, nothing stolen, just a big pile of poop there.
That's what I do to people with moonroofs.
you break into their car and poop in the roof?
Oh no, I just pretend like nothing happened.
You got a moonroof?
Yeah. Yeah. It really hurts our feelings because people are always psyched about it. Like, check it out, moonroof. And I'm like,
It's tinted heavily.
Really disinterested.
Well, I don't, you know what I don't get is the difference. I don't get the difference, but, well, I guess the difference is, so a moonroof is the one that doesn't open.
Yeah. Right? Sunroof opens.
So a moonroof is like a glass roof.
Yeah. But so what's weird about this is like if you have I don't know which one's which, but I know there's a difference.
I'm pretty sure so when you think about it, if the glass is above you, you're not getting sunlight. So the sun has to be shining through to get the sunlight.
Well, I think so. Here's the one of two ways. Think about it. This is how I think about it. Okay. One. It is a sunroof if it opens and closes because the sun revolves around the earth and the sun comes up and goes down. Whereas a moonroof...
Wouldn't that be a convertible?
A moonroof... Shut up. A moonroof stays in the sky at all times, even though you can't see it all the time. Like, it's usually...
Yeah, because it's eclipsed.
Depending on where you live on the earth. I don't want to hear it from you fucking Alaska folk. All right? No, wait. They see it. Who is it? Equator? Ecuador. Someone. Eurasia.
Antarctica?
Some people. There are people who don't see the moon, and of course it hides. But that, okay, so wait, I'm getting too ahead of myself. The moon
is
usually...
everyone once a month, isn't it?
Sha ha ha ha, I don't want to talk about tampons. So, sorry, that was gross. Sorry, everybody.
Is that when it happens, the no moon phase?
No, I don't know. It's different for everybody. I'm pretty sure your human body is like not acclimated specifically to celestial bodies.
You know what would be great if all your hair just grew once a month?
That would be actually really great.
But anyway, like suddenly wake up and everything's longer by about
everybody's having a bad hair day at the same day.
Yeah, just barbershops are super fucking busy.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sucky. Well, I cut my own hair, so it don't matter.
That'd be sucky. I gotta cut everyone's hair at the same time.
So like the moon is always in the sky, even though the sun sets and rises. So a moon roof would stay in place, right?
Yes.
But then you could also think about the fact that the sun is always whole.
What?
Like the sun doesn't go through phases. Whole? The moon goes through waxing and waning where it's like a partial moon. So it's opening and closing like a moon roof might. But I don't really know. So I just call it a were-roof.
A were-roof.
If it changes, it's a were-roof.
Oh, an opening moon / sun roof.
A were-roof.
A were-roof. That's a roofie.
And if it stays closed, it's just a fucking window. Stop bragging.
Will you do it for a wear roofie snack?
A wear roofie.
Oh man.
That we went to some weird places at the end of that.
What was your prediction again?
That you're gonna poop.
Man, what a safe. Oh my god, we're running so long. All right. Well, thanks for warming us up.
Longevity is a werewolf's best friend.
We are gearing up for our episode about going to the zoo or burning through visions of the future. All right. Well, thanks for warming us up for another episode, and we look forward to our topics.
Take care and good luck.